This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The death toll from the coronavirus in China is now at 361. The World Health Organization is working with Google to ensure that people get facts from the WHO first when they search for information about the virus. It says since the outbreak began, a number of misleading claims and hoaxes about the virus have circulated online.
We have worked with Google to make sure people searching for information about coronavirus see WHO information at the top of their search results.
Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is praising China's response to the pandemic.
If it weren't for China's efforts, the number of cases outside China would have been very much higher. And it could still be, but we have the opportunity now to work aggressively to prevent that from happening.
On the global level, he says stronger efforts are needed to combat future pandemics.
Our global connectedness is a weakness in this outbreak, but it's also our greatest strength. We need strong public-private partnership to find solutions.
Over 17,000 have been sickened by the virus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for changes to the system for dealing with those convicted of terrorism offences following a stabbing incident in London. British police on Sunday shot dead a man they say stabbed two people on a busy street in South London. British Home Secretary Priti Patel says the probe into Sunday's attacker will examine connections with terrorism and radicalization.
This offender clearly had some clear history in relation to counter-terrorism offenses, and it's right that the police are now investigating that and looking into all of that.
For the latest on the investigation and all of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump continues today. It seems President Trump is all but certain to be acquitted, but the Senate is not ready to vote just yet. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The final vote will be late Wednesday afternoon, and there's nowhere near the two-thirds vote in the GOP-led Senate needed to convict the president. There's still plenty of time for drama, though. House prosecutors and the president's lawyers will have 2 hours each for closing arguments today. The Senate then shifts from an impeachment court to regular session, allowing members to make floor speeches before the vote. That means the president will deliver the State of the Union tomorrow night without having been formally acquitted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, in the state of Iowa, hundreds of thousands will cast the first votes in the contest to challenge President Trump. AP's Julie Walker reports.
All weekend, Democratic presidential candidates like Elizabeth Warren.
Hello, Indianola!
And the others locked in a four-way battle with her. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg hustled across the state trying to fire up voters. Iowan Chris Brown is still undecided.
Tom Steyer and Biden. That's who I'm between right now.
But Marvin Campbell and Anthony Vizzoli say their minds are made up.
I'm going to repeat Bernie.
I think Mayor Pete would be a good candidate.
Unlike other Democratic primaries, the Iowa caucuses are essentially small local meetings where neighbors stand up to show their support for a candidate and get others to join them. I'm Julie Walker.
Turkey says it hit targets in northern Syria Monday, responding to shelling by Syrian government forces that killed at least 6 Turkish soldiers. A Syrian war monitor says 6 Syrian troops were also killed. A recording appears to show that Iran knew a Ukrainian jetliner was hit by a missile immediately after takeoff. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
A leaked recording of an exchange between an Iranian air traffic controller and Iranian pilot purports to show that authorities immediately knew a missile had downed the jetliner after takeoff from Tehran on January 8, killing all 176 people aboard, despite days of denials by Iran. Ukraine's president has acknowledged the recording's authenticity in a report aired by a television channel on Sunday night, while in Tehran, the head of the probe team has agreed the audio is legitimate, saying it was handed over to Ukrainian officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is demanding demonstrable evidence from the Taliban that it will lower the violence level in Afghanistan before signing a deal that would lead to peace talks and a withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. Pompeo says a deal is close, but they had been close before and failed because the Taliban was unable to prove it is serious about peace. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.